Thanks for dropping around. It's Michael Kerr here, and you are listening to Humor at Work. So is your social media marketing going to the dogs? Because I certainly hope it is, because it could really help with your marketing. You know, there's a growing number of hotels that are employing animal ambassadors to greet guests in their lobbies. The Fairmont Hotel's canine ambassadors even have their own unique email address so guests can book dog walks with the dogs or just pass along a greeting which prompts a return email in the voice of the dog. And some hotels, such as Le Bristol Hotel in Paris, even use feline ambassadors. At the Algonquin Hotel in Manhattan, guests can book a Friends of Matilda the Cat package that includes a welcome letter from the cat, a Matilda look-alike plush doll, and a book on cat health and beauty tips. It's the hotel's most popular package. Not only do the pets serve as a delightful surprise and warm welcome for their guests, they also serve an important marketing role because so many guests take photos or videos of the furry ambassadors and post them on social media sites, earning the properties scads of free marketing exposure. In fact, Le Bristol invests very little in paid advertising, instead relying on social media and internet marketing to attract customers. And their cats are a major part of that marketing success. Now, if you can't introduce Pet Power easily into your customer service mix, still mull over two questions that this story raises. Number one, what are you doing to make sure your customers feel welcome in a special way, the way a friendly, loyal black lab would make them feel? And secondly, what can you do that will actively encourage people to engage in social media during or after their visit to your business? And now my fun at work tip. As I'm doing this podcast, we're coming up to Working Naked Day, which I recommend you only do if you work from home or if you happen to be employed as a stripper or nudist colony director. So how about instead going in the complete opposite direction? Hold a formal Friday theme day one Friday to give everyone an excuse to wear their finest duds. There's actually an ad agency in New Jersey that did this every Friday. Now give a prize to the best dressed folks, of course, and a prize for the most creatively dressed, for those people who'd rather not or for whatever reason can't dress up completely formally, but can still add something to their ensemble. Maybe it's a clip-on tie, tiara, bow tie, cape, to add a tinge of formality. And the quote of the week from Randall Munson, do not consider those who laugh frivolous. Only by knowing what is serious can you recognize what is funny. And finally, in our It's a Wacky World section, you know I'm a huge proponent of using humor in your Help Wanted ads, and using humor to be more honest in your Help Wanted ads, or any ad for that matter. But perhaps an ad for a senior digital producer in Australia went a bit too far with the whole honesty thing. The ad described the job as being the worst in town in a poor location with lousy pay. But on the upside, the ad also let candidates know about the mediocre staff, lousy office lighting, poor work-life balance, and how you'd be managing a bunch of lazy, egotistical developers. Surprisingly, 12 people actually applied for the position. 12 very desperate or naively hopeful people. Well, until next time, this has been Michael Kerr reminding you to put more humor to work for less stress and more success.